Mar says on Daf Mevam Beis that when Titus came into the Beis Hamikdash into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it says he was chir for gidav klapi ma'ila ma'asa tafas zayna biyadav v'nichnas Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. He brought a zayna and he put the sefer Torah va'aver le'aver. He did la'aver v'not l'sayif v'gidras ha'pareichus. He took his sword and he stabbed the pareichus v'nasa neis v'ayadam avatzus v'yotzei. A neis happened and blood started coming out of the pareichus because sabah harikus atzma. And he thought that chalila that he killed HaKadosh Baruch Hu by having this dam come out of the pareichus. And the Gemara is a pella. What's the pshat? Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a nes that the dam should come out of the pareichus? Why have a nes which is l'gnai? Usually a nes is done l'tayv, not l'ra. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a nes that the pareichus would bleed in a way that would make him think that kasav harigas atzma? Tosfos is bothered with this. It says l'adir the kashuf ne'amakim chubim v'sa mikdash to show the severity of the churban. But it's a pella kezach that such a nes would happen. And this beautiful Hasbir from Rameh Shapiro, and he wrote this in a Sefer Art Maganisa der Meir in Yuma, Dafnun Zayin. He says a beautiful Hasbir, Behektem, another Kasha on the Gemara over there. The Gemara over there on Dafnun Zayin Yuma is discussing the Hazais of the Kohen Gadol, Lifnai v'Lifnim. Was it done on the Pareichus or Keneged the Pareichus? Did the blood actually touch the Pareichus or not? So the Gemara brings a Raya, it says, Omer Blazer Rabbi Yossi, Ani Rasir Bereimi, V'hoyu Olea Kama Tipei Dam. The Gemara says that Rav Elazar Yossi happened to his whole ma'aseh when he went to Rome after the Churban HaBayis, and he saw the pareichas that the Romans had, and he saw that on the pareichas there are tipi dam, there is droplets of blood. So obviously, he says, you see from here that the hazayis were actually done on the pareichas because he saw the residue of the blood, which came from the hazayis at the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So Frekta Meir Shapira, he says, what type of raya is that? We've seen the Gemara over here that Titus himself stabbed the pareichus and he made it bleed and the blood came out. Maybe the blood that Rav Elazar ben Yossi saw was the blood from that ma'aseh of Titus, but nothing to do with the blood of the Hazayis and the Kippur. Maybe those Hazayis and the Kippur were not on the pareichus. The blood that he saw was different blood. And in the middle, there's no raya. What is the raya that this is the blood from Yom Kippur? Another kash he's bothered with is that he says it's mavur and the Chazal say that they used to change the pareichus. Every time the pareichus got dirty, they would change it, switch it for a new one. So he said, it's not mistaber if they put the dam and the pareichus on Yom Kippur, so it was dirty, it was full of blood. So they left that pareichus all the way till Tisha B'Av. The Churban HaBayis didn't happen until Tisha B'Av. So how could it be that on Tisha B'Av was still dirty from the dam of Yom Kippur? If it got dirty from blood, then obviously they would switch it. It's not mistaber that it would still have that blood and it would be in Remi with the blood. Those are the haris that he has. And then he asks us the original kasha, that what's the pshat, the Nar Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make a nes, that blood should come out. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu make such a nes, which is l'ra? And not Latif. And he wants to say that these kushas are chadam and teretz mechavata, each kasha answers another kasha, and it's not shver behektim a yisai that he wants to say that the nes over here that happened, the nes was not the pshat that Hashem made a nes that the blood should come out, fakir. The nes was that the blood should go into the parakas, that the blood should be nivla. That every time they were mazah the dam on the pareichus and Yom Kippur, really naturally the dam should be on the outside of the pareichus. But it's Zion doesn't look nice to have blood on the pareichus. So it's a special nes, machmas kedushas pareichus. And whenever they were mazah the dam, would be nivla, would go inside the pareichus, and you wouldn't see any dam. And that's why they didn't switch the pareichus, because it was nivla. Right after Yom Kippur, it was nivla. Right away, it was nivla. There was no dam, so there was no need to switch the pareichus. So now, what happened when Titus came? And when Titus came there and he stabbed the pareichus, it started bleeding. That wasn't a new nes that happened, that Hashem made the pareichus bleed. That was that dam that was nivla in the pareichus, and up until now it was nivla b'nes. But now that he was mechal the pareichus, he desecrated it by stabbing it, the pareichus lost its kedusha. Like the Gemara says, Ubaoba pizza mechilu, when they came in there mechal the mikdash, it loses the kedusha. Once it lost the kedusha, the nes stopped. The nes was no longer there. It was no longer in the madrega to have that nes. Once the nes stopped working, so the dam imela came out. That dam that was nivla b'nes, now that you take away the nes, it naturally came out, and now the pareichus is full of blood. He thought that kiviyachol hargis atzma. He thought chalila that he killed HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he saw this dam. He didn't realize that this was the dam of the hazayis. It was inside b'derech nes the whole time. And now that he was mechalot, it came out, and that's why that dam came out. So Mimelo and the Blessed Rabbi Yosi saw the pareichus in Rome, and he saw the dam. So that was taka good raya that the hazayis went on the pareichus. And the chinami could be the dam of Titus. It was the dam of Titus, but the dam of Titus was not new dam that came out. It was that dam of Yom Kippur that up until this point was b'nes and now came out. So that's taka raya that the hazayis were on the pareichus, because if not, the dam wouldn't be there to begin with, and there wouldn't be any dam over here from the ma'aseh of Titus. So lefi that, all the kashas are miyushav, and the taka wasn't a nes l'ra, it was a nes l'tay, but that nes stopped over here with the ma'aseh of Titus.